98.9 FM. The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, Remax Results, and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome to Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results here at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Hello, Robin.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I am well.
Good.
Well, number one, it's the weekend. We're almost to the holiday weekend.
Yay.
And for those of us who like summer, we're going to feel it this coming week, it appears.
And I love it. Love it. Love it.
You won't hear me complaining. That's for sure.
You will not hear me complaining either. Bring on the heat.
So last weekend when we were chatting, you were talking about the big pool project and your schedule.
It's progressing. It's progressing. The pool is in completely. The new liner is in. The new cover is on. It looks fantastic. It's full of water. They brought water over in milk trucks to fill it up. And now it's starting to heat up. And I don't know, I probably don't need the heater on.
No, you're coming.
They just cut it. Yeah. And then now all we need is the concrete to be laid. And that's going to be laid hopefully Monday and Tuesday, which means Wednesday we don't walk on it. And Thursday is the first day of our party. So I'm telling you, we are cutting it close. But it is going to be done. I had all the faith in the world in Ben Thatcher and Thatcher Pools for sure. And they are delivering. So I am pretty doggone excited. And yeah, it'll be good.
I know I've known Ben and his dad for years and years and years and years.
They're just nice people. I knew Dick first,
yep.
And he's then Brad. And then Ben and his sister, and they're all awesome. They're just all awesome to do business with. All different personalities, all different
yes, for darn
styles,
sure.
But they definitely know their pools.
And if you're gonna chat with Brad, you better set some time aside.
He's kind of like my dad used to call him a white tornado. He just like, ooh, oh, yeah. You know, he's all over the place, goes like a raving maniac.
But, he does.
Yeah.
But
I mean that in a good way. I mean that in a good way, Brad, if you're listening. Not burn on you, we promise.
Brad knows who he is.
Yeah. Oh, yes, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Anytime I run into him, I end up laughing until I cry, practically. All right.
I don't know why Caitlin, I don't know where she went. I don't know if she doesn't work anymore, but I loved dealing with her. She was super. But Ben's good. It's all good.
What's happening out there in the real estate world?
Well, more and more people are putting pools in. As long as we're talking about pools, I cannot believe how many are going in around town. I mean, there are a lot of pools. And there's this new thing that people are buying. I think they're about $30,000 or $40,000. They stand above the ground and they are a lap pool or can be converted to a 10-person hot tub.
Yes, I know what you're talking awesome. About.
I've sold a few houses with those lately. So people are starting to realize that, yes, our summers might be shorter, but doggone it, we're going to make the most of them. So it's not as unusual to see, you know, pools and hot tubs and lap pools and all those things now. So,
well, at my little block, there are three pools.
Really?
So, yeah. Wow. So there's never a shortage. If you want to go swimming, there's usually an opportunity.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. And with this hot, hot weather that's coming, well, that's good. Yeah, my neighborhood has been ready for mine to be done, too, I can tell you that. But anyway, so if you're watching the news, you're hearing that, especially in the Sun Belt markets, that the market has gone kind of flat and prices are even declining in some of those markets. But I will tell you that, you know, I sound like a broken record, but we are in a very insulated market. We're definitely an outlier. And Rochester has continued to appreciate. Prices continue to go up. I mean, you and I talked recently about how the prices between the metro area and Rochester are starting to come closer and closer together.
Yes.
So that is some crazy stuff, because that is not something that I would have ever anticipated when I first got into the business 26 years ago.
No.
For sure.
And in fact, some people would tell you, depending on where you are in the Twin Cities, there are areas that are more affordable. But I think it's in the older areas of Minneapolis.
Well, you know, I used to always say we can consistently count on 3 to 5% increase year over year. This year, we're up 6.7% year over year. And our median sale price is $389.9. So we sold in the month of April 354 homes. It doesn't look like I have the statistics for May. But the median days on market was 20. So it's a good market, guys. And some of those houses that have been sitting and sitting and sitting, those might be the best deals on the market. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the house. I will tell you, I have a few listings that are awesome listings that for a combination of reasons between just what's going on in the economy and, you know, just a few things, a few factors that really aren't real problems as far as getting a good house for a good price, right?
Right.
I mean, it's just some of these houses are move-up houses. Well, those people who can afford to move up and are ready to move up have put the brakes on a little bit because they're more comfortable staying in their 3% loan, even if it means they're bursting at the seams, especially because they were spending a fortune on gas, groceries, you know, all the things, right? So bottom line is there are some houses out there that there is nothing wrong with them. As a matter of fact, I could name like 4 listings that I have that I feel are just amazing deals. One of them is that big, beautiful house out on Oak Meadow that I've told you guys all about, the one that has the great big shop. Another one is a house that I have on East Center Street.
Right.
I mean, do not ask me why that one hasn't sold. Now, I did talk a lot about the one out on, what was the name of it? In Southeast, out by the gun range. Can't think of the name. Laurel Court. That one closed today. Yay.
Oh, it did. I saw pictures of that house. That was a really nice house.
Beautiful. These are all really nice houses. I mean, I don't have any houses that are like, oh my God, dear God, I'm never going to get this one sold. I mean, these are all good listings and should all be sold. And I'm going to remain very positive, and I'm going to say will all be soon sold very soon. So they're still there if you're looking for a great deal on a great house, because they are priced aggressively.
All right. So that brings my question. If someone's looking at the market and, you know, I'm guessing it's psychological, right? You see a house that's been listed for a while and you might skip it over it just because you're making an assumption, which may or may not be true. How should the buyer approach that situation?
Go check it out. If it appeals to you, my gosh, get your realtor to get you in it. If you're not working with a realtor, call me. I'm happy to get you in it. And I'm also happy to answer any questions about, you know, I'll get these calls. Robin, why do you think that house hasn't sold? And I'll run down why I think exactly what has happened. And I'm happy to do that.
Well, that sounds like a good strategy right there. Because especially when you mentioned that one on Laurel Court, I was like, that thing is a gem when I looked at the photos of it.
It is a gem. And they had remodeled the kitchen and remodeled the bathrooms. And sure, it needed some things. Like it needed a new deck, but you know, the sellers were getting older. Mr. Seller got ill, unfortunately, has passed away. And obviously Mrs. Seller at age 80, whatever she is, isn't going to go outside and put a deck on. And, you know, she had already purchased a townhome. So she was making payments. She was living on her, you know, not very great retirement income. It was causing a lot of stress. So
I am so
grateful that that house got sold, because she deserved it and it should have happened a lot sooner. And she's thrilled now. And that's all that matters to me.
That's awesome. Happy endings are always good. Okay,
yes.
We do need to take a break, Robin. We'll do that and come right back with More of Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9
FM. Built to last.
To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We're back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. This is News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. And from the sounds of it, you've had a busy and successful week.
Oh my gosh, we had a great week. I think we had 10 closings this past week.
Oh gosh.
It was really good. Yeah, it was good. The team has been hopping. You know, again, we have been very fortunate to stay very busy. And this past week, I was invited to sit on a panel where real estate agents shared their opinions of, you know, myself and two others, of what the market, what's going on in the market and you know, just different things about how realtors are perceived and what we can do to change that and what we can work on to do better as an industry and those kind of things. And I just felt it very refreshing to see a room full of agents wanting to come together to collaborate, to share ideas, you know, across the brands, working together. I think we have such a unique market when it comes to that. I feel like even in the metro area, I'm such close friends with so many of the RE/MAX Results agents. And it's more of a, and I'm not saying they don't have any of the friendships and stuff, but it's much more competitive and like working against each other instead of collaborating and working together. And I think that's just one of the things that makes our market so special.
Well, it makes sense too, because if you have two different realtors involved in a deal, them having some level of positive communication, it has to benefit everybody.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it just raises the temperature.
When we have a buyer who wants to buy a house and a seller who wants to sell a house, it's our responsibility to put that deal together. It's not our goal is not to pit the buyer against the seller or fill their head with false information about how horrible they're being to deal with or how tough, you know, because it's really easy to turn people against each other that have never met each other and have no idea if it's true, right?
Yeah.
And so I always train my agents to take the emotions out because, you know, sometimes we sell houses where there's a lot of emotion, whether it's somebody died and that yep. poor lady is selling the house, or it's a kind of a nasty divorce and we've got Mr. and Mrs. Seller not on the same page. But all of that doesn't need to be shared with the buyer because that's the reason we owe our sellers confidentiality. It's not their business and it would just create angst. Right. And that is not our job. Our job is to say, you know what? They're super excited to sell to you because they are. They might not say it because one might say, I'm staying, I'm not moving, you know, whatever. But it's our job to just keep things, keep the train on the track, keep things moving, because at the end of the day, it is what they want and it is going to work out. So we just have to keep guiding and making sure that it does, keep filling in the potholes as we go.
I like when you say guiding, because every time you describe your job, I think of you as the guide, right? That as the person engages in this process, either as a buyer or a seller, you bring them along and navigate through all the different twists and turns and everything else that's involved.
Listen, I'm a service provider by nature. I started babysitting for the neighbors who had six kids when I was just 11 years old. By the time I was 15 years old, I was waitressing and did that all the way through college. And even for a while when I started at Mayo, when I started my big girl job, because Scott was gone, he was in the service. So in the evenings and weekends, I worked at the Kaler up at the penthouse. So I always have been in the service job, okay, at the hospital, everything I've done. So for me to get into a sales field, when I was first asked, I was like, oh, heck no. I am not a salesperson. I don't like salespeople. I will never be one. Never, ever, ever. But Jim Nelson, who was my first broker at Coldwell Banker at your service, said, Robin, that's exactly why I want you, because I'm not attracted to salespeople. I'm attracted to service providers. You are clearly that. And he met me through our work at Rochester Better Chance. He came when I was speaking at a chamber, you know, like how the, not chamber, the Rotary Clubs will all come together for one annual meeting. Yeah. And so I was speaking about what Scott and I were doing at the Rochester Better Chance, how we were the, you know, pseudo parents for six teenagers at a time while they were basically here on a high school scholarship, and how we absolutely loved parenting them and melding them into our family with our two little ones, and how our kids grew up with always having a house full of big brothers. And he loved it, and he was moved, and he's like, you like to take care of people, and that's what makes a good realtor. And boy, oh boy, he was right, because I'm not salesy. I'm not pushy. I will talk anybody out of buying a house before I will talk them into buying a house, for sure. I don't want people to make bad choices. I don't want people to buy something that isn't worth what they're paying. So I always say, you find the house you like, and if it's the right house for you, then I will make sure you're getting into it for the right price and making a good choice, right? And that part I love. But when people say she's the number one salesperson, I'm like, okay, can we use a different word? I don't want to be known as a salesperson. I want to be known as a service provider, a realtor who really cares about my people, who works hard at establishing long relationships with people, all of that. Like, that is what's important to me. I was saying when I was sitting on that panel that I have 13 families that I have helped three generations of their family buy or sell houses. And to me, that is better than any trophy I have for selling the most houses, you know, doing the most volume, earning the most commissions, any of those things. But building those long-lasting, honest-to-goodness relationships. And that is why I am the number one realtor in all of Southeast Minnesota. And when I say I am the number one realtor in all of Southeast Minnesota, that is based on statistics, based on sales, based on volume, based on all those things. Now, there are a lot of very good agents, and there are some that claim to be number one because, you know, they won the contest that the Post Bulletin puts on where they get the most online votes, or they won the KROC KTTC contest where they get the most online votes. And believe me, I've won both of those several times, but that never really truly made me the number one agent. What makes you the number one agent is selling the most houses and getting great reviews and having happy buyers and sellers who continue to come back and come back and come back. And yes, I have a large team, but even though our team does, I think, twice as much as any other team in the area, 34% of that business last year was mine. And I usually hover, well, it used to be 50% and then it went down to 40%. I mean, the idea was to get down so that the rest of my team was producing more and I was producing less, right? So I'm still selling, I think in 2025, $37.5 million worth of real estate. And I think it was 89 homes. And I've had several years where I've personally done over 100 homes. So I'm out there kicking butt with the rest of my team. I'm not sitting back enjoying their hard work.
All right. Robin, we have to take a break. We'll do that and be right back Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96
in Southern Minnesota.
To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for being with us. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Robin, when you were chatting back about your previous jobs, you mentioned the penthouse at the Kaler. I haven't thought about the old penthouse in some time. That's awesome. I loved that restaurant when it was open.
I did too. Some of my best memories from the penthouse. One night, Jim Nabors was in, and he sat at the piano in the bar and played a song and sang a song.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. And one time I waited on Anita Bryant. She was not nice. She was that kind of burst in my bubble. I thought she was, you know, according to the commercials that I saw, she seemed like a really sweet lady, but maybe she was just having a bad day.
Yeah, we all have. My grandmother did housekeeping at Kaler for decades, and she would regale me with stories about some of the celebrities. Yeah. And she would often run into them when they were having bad days as well.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. They were usually in town for medical reasons, right? They didn't come because they thought it would be a fun thing to do, go hang out in Rochester for the weekend. But I think they were here, so they were stressed. Like, none of us are at our best when we're stressed, ever.
No. Well, that's what makes the city so special, is that
absolutely
people can come here and hopefully let their hair down when they're dealing with difficult things and not be judged, but
and not be approached and not be hounded. And that was one of the things when I worked at Mayo, because, you know, I, as you know, worked there for 20 years before I sold real estate. And boy, if we saw somebody that we knew was a celebrity, we better just treat them like any other patient and not goo-goo or gaga over them. And of course, you know, right? They have to be treated that way. And everybody was always really good about it. So I think they did feel good about that as well, the celebrities.
Well, I know what I need to do. And before we run out of time, do you have any listings you wish to share?
I do. You know what? If you're thinking about building, call me. We have some great lots. We have all those lots up in Woodland Valley. We've sold several of them, but there are several left. And that's the old Keith farm, you know, the place.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's really nice out there.
Oh, big, gosh. Beautiful wood lot.
And, they're super nice. And then we also have some lots out in Preston on the golf course. And we do have several different lots. So if you're thinking about building, please do reach out about lots and I can give you a list of them. Also, if you're looking for a townhome, I think we have like 4 or 5 townhomes now. We have a beautiful one at 692 Shardlow Place, Northeast in Byron. And that one was built in 2022 and it looks brand new. And it has 3 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms and 2,840 square feet. It's a big one.
Yeah.
And just beautiful out in Summerby. And that one's $469,900. We actually have some smaller ones that are much less. We have 207 Fifth Avenue Southwest, which is a condo in the Rochester Towers building for $245,000. We have a couple of condos over Northwest. Let's see if I can find them here. Oh, we got one out in Pine Island, 1023 Petra Court Southwest. And that one is 1,959 square feet with 2 beds and 3 baths for $234,900. So that's a lot of home for the money.
It is.
For sure. And let's see here. We have 5509 25th Ave, 2 beds, 2 baths, smaller townhome, but it's still got 1,200 square feet. It's a 2-story for $240,000. We have 3046 River Falls Road for $234,900, and that one's 2 beds and 2 baths and 1,200 square feet. And jeepers, I think we have a couple more. 5991 Sand Cherry Place Northwest is a 2-bed, 2-bath for $269,900. And that one has a 2-car garage and just over 1,800 square feet. And I think one last one that's coming to my mind. Well, we've got a condo in that we've had for quite some time. And this is another one of those. There's nothing wrong with this listing. So if you want to live in that River View Co-op, It's 1880 3rd Avenue Northwest, Unit 211. Two bedrooms, one bath, just under 1,000 square feet, $259.9. And that co-op building has so many amenities. It's a really great place for 55 and over.
And if you're a person renting, all these listings you just mentioned, if you factored out your monthly payments, you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Exactly. 1826 Deerhaven Lane. That one was 164. We do have that one under contract now. Still contingent upon an inspection, but under contract. 1911 Viking Drive Northwest. So a Valhalla condo. Listen to this. One bed, one bath, 750 square feet. So a very nice apartment, $89.9.
What?
$89.9. So, yes, instead of paying rent, start building some equity. Call us on these, guys. These are some deals, some very good deals. And I have 3069 Venice Lane Northwest. This thing has been completely redone. It's just under 1,800 square foot. It has three beds, three baths, one stall garage, and it's $309,000. Completely remodeled. All new paint, all new carpet, new appliances, new everything. I mean, it's just beautiful. So if you're looking, again, for a condo or a townhome, we have all of those listed, and that doesn't take into consideration all the ones that are listed by other agents throughout the MLS. So there are a lot of options that might be a much wiser choice than paying rent.
As you have often pointed out, and I know is a fact, that the key to beginning to grow wealth is owning property.
It sure is.
It is
a smart, smart thing to do. Your home is your bank account that you live in.
All right, Robin, how do we get a hold of you if we want to talk about buying a townhome, a home, commercial real estate, a lot,
anything,
or selling?
Anything you want. You call my cell phone, 507-259-4926. I'm going to answer your call. I'm going to help you any way that I can, and I'm going to be thrilled to do it.
All right, Robin. I'm going to be interested to hear your report next week about the pool project.
Keep your fingers crossed. No rain. Well, as long as Mother Nature, works with us on this, because concrete, I don't think you can pour it in the rain.
No, but they do amazing things nowadays. Robin, thank you again, and look forward to next week. Did you give the phone number again?
Yes, 507.
Okay. What is wrong with me?
259-4926. You got it.
All right. Thanks, Robin. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.